And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 3rd of July, 2015. It's the birthday of the playwright Tom Stoppard, born Thomas Strausler in Zlen, Czechoslovakia, 1937. He was a journalist, then a drama critic, fell in love with the theater, started writing plays, had his first big success in 1966 with Rosencrantz and Guildenstern Are Dead, the story of Hamlet, told through the eyes of two very minor characters. It was staged at the National Theater in London, then on Broadway. He was 29 years old, Tom Stoppard. Someone asked him what the play was about. He said, "It's about to make me rich." Today's the birthday of Franz Kafka in Prague, 1883. He was terrified of his tyrannical father, plagued by many psychosomatic illnesses, tormented by guilt and anxiety, wrote surreal, dark, pessimistic stories. That's the image of Kafka that survives today. But he was also a productive, well-liked employee at an insurance company. He kept up a rigorous fitness regimen. He loved fresh air. He loved to row and to ride and to swim. And he found love and happiness in the last year of his life with a woman named Dora Diamond. He was in terrible pain from tuberculosis, but Dora Diamond said after his death, everything was done with laughter. She said, Kafka was always cheerful. He liked to play. He was a born playmate, always ready for some fun. And it was on this date in 1913, 50 years after the Battle of Gettysburg, veterans of the Civil War retraced their steps in a reenactment of Pickett's Charge, the last Southern charge of the three-day battle. Major General George Pickett led 12,500 Confederate troops up Cemetery Hill, where the Union troops were waiting for them behind a stone wall. Only half of Pickett's men survived. It was the turning point in the Civil War, the last major strategic offensive by the South. For the Great Reunion of 1913, 50,000 veterans traveled to Gettysburg, the youngest 61, the oldest 112. It ended with Confederate survivors walking the path of Pickett's Charge up to the stone wall where the Union veterans were waiting to shake their hands and embrace them. For the 75th anniversary in 1938, almost 2,000 veterans of Gettysburg, average age 94, attended a reunion. Here's a poem for today by Robert Bly. Like the new moon, I will live my life. When your privacy is beginning over, how beautiful the things are that you did not notice before. A few sweet clover plants along the road to Bellingham, culvert ends poking out of driveways, wooden corn cribs slowly falling. What no one loves, no one rushes towards or shouts about, what lives like the new moon and the wind blowing against the rumps of grazing cows. Telephone wires stretched across water, a drowning sailor standing at the foot of his mother's bed, grandfathers and grandsons sitting together. Robert Bly's poem, Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life, from his book entitled Like the New Moon, I Will Live My Life, published by White Pine Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.